Take your Bible, if you would, the book of Luke, Luke chapter 6. Let's stand together, if you would, please, Luke chapter 6. The sermon title last week was Hard Words. The sermon title this week is Hard Words 2, verse 27, Luke 6, 27. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you. Bless them that curse you. And pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away any goods, ask them not again. And as you would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. I believe we find here a perfect description of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love. And as we look at these words, Lord, may they humble us. And Lord, may we try to draw closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray and with thanksgiving. Amen. In just a moment, we will read yet harder words that Jesus spoke. They're not from Adam. They're not from Abraham or Moses, or David, or Solomon, or Daniel, but Jesus spoke these words. And may I say this, as I read them and as I study them, it's humbling to realize how far I am away from any of these. May I say, we in our human nature believe that it's all right to hate our enemies. We think it's all right to mistreat those who mistreat us. But during the time of grace, that's not so. Let's begin reading at verse 32. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if you lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Just in case we don't get to verse 38 where it talks about meet, M-E-T-E. It's an old English word meaning to give or to distribute. We are to be willing to give. Notice verse 32, love them that love you. That's natural. It is natural to love those people that love you. But have you ever noticed sometimes it's hard to love those people that you should love? Even in your family, even in your church, it's hard. But love those that are enemies, that mistreat you. Folks, that's unnatural. That's unnatural. Yet God loves us while we are yet sinners. Romans 5:8, and I have come to the conclusion that it may be the greatest verse in the Bible. You may disagree, and I won't argue with you, but Romans 5:8 says, "But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Aren't you glad that the Lord looked beyond our sinful nature and saw our need and was willing to do something about it? How many of you are like your pastor, Paul, that when he gets hungry, he gets irrational? Anybody want to admit to that? I see two in the penalty box back there. I see some others. Are you going to tell me that if you get hungry, you still keep your senses? You know, I can point to almost every stupid thing I've done in my life, and it's when I was hungry. I should never get hungry. I should always have cookies or crackers in my pocket. Wouldn't you agree to that? You know, the problem is I'd eat them. And then I'd get hungry. Nobody asked your opinion. But the fact of the matter is, I don't know how God could love me. I don't know how my mother can love me. Or my dad. And I certainly don't know how she can love me. 40 years. Whew. That sounds like a sentence. You have been found guilty, and you have to be live with that man for 40 years plus. She's probably begged for mercy. Though one time she told me I couldn't die before she did. Yes. But we're to love even those who mistreat us. Interesting. Verse 33. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. To do good to them that do good to you, now that's natural, isn't it? Your neighbor asks you to take care of their garbage cans while they're away on vacation, and you think to yourself, well, they took care of mine while I was gone. Sure, I'll take care of your garbage cans. Maybe they'll ask you to cut their grass while you're gone, and you think to yourself, well, they cut mine when I was gone. Sure, I'll do that for you. But what if your neighbor is just a royal pain in the neck? What if your neighbor has things going on at their house that you just find very disturbing, and he comes to you and says, you know, I'm going to be gone for about 2 weeks. Cut my grass, would you? He doesn't really ask you. He just says, cut my grass. And you look at him and say, you dirty dog, you cut your own grass. Now, that's the natural thing to do. But Jesus said, do good to them that are mean and unjust and rude. But we're to do good to them. That's unnatural. But as sinners, we are at odds with God. How many of you have ever tried to talk God into doing something your way? How many of you have ever said to him, you know, you're making a mistake there, buddy. I know what needs to be done, and you need to follow me. Now, maybe you wouldn't be so crude, but I'm going to say this, that some of you have tried to talk God into doing things your way. But as sinners, we are at enmity with God. There's animosity between us. Yet Romans 5:10 says, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. When we read these words, we find that Jesus is literally describing himself. They hated him. They stopped following him. They called for his crucifixion. And yet he still said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Verse 34, and if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. Do you ever call up a credit card company and say, cancel me? Do you ever notice they don't say, well, you know, you've been a good customer. I tell you what, for the next 6 months, use your credit card as much as you want and we won't charge you any interest. They don't say that, do they? Man, they try to get you to stay with them. Why would you not want their credit card? Yet the Lord says, loan without expecting anything back. Lend expecting interest, now that's natural. Lending expecting nothing in return, that's unnatural. 2 Corinthians 8:9, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, remember this, Jesus Christ came from where? Heaven's glory. We can't imagine what heaven is, but it's got to be better than what we got here. Wouldn't you agree? May I say this? There are no mosquitoes in heaven. There are no airwigs there. Yeah. May I say this? Some of the things that down here we hate, like 85 degrees. It isn't 85 degrees in heaven, folks. It's going to be between 65 and 70 year round. I'm just kidding. Though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. I'm going to read to you from the book of Philippians chapter 2, beginning at verse 5. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and it took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He humbled himself. May I say this? A lot of us have a problem with that, don't we? We don't want to humble ourselves. We want to put ourselves up on the pedestal. We want to be looked upon as something really special. Jesus said, that's not really what it's all about. We need to learn to love one another. So let's review verse 35. But love ye your enemies. Now, how many of you immediately think of somebody? You think of that person that just drives you nuts. Could be a relative. Could be in your neighborhood. It could be where you work. Could be you yourself. But love ye your enemies and do good. Do you ever find it sometimes hard to do good? Sometimes it's hard not to say just that one thing you want to say. Sometimes it's just difficult not just to want to reach out and throttle somebody. And yet Jesus says, do good. If there's only two words in all of chapter 6 that you have underlined, it should be those two words. Do good. Would you agree with that statement? Underline those two words. Do good. And lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Love your enemies. Do good to them that are unworthy. Lend hoping for nothing in return. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We were enemies with God, and yet he did good, dying on our behalf. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, charity suffereth long. Now, what is charity? What's another word for it? Love, love in action. May we say that it is love that requires nothing in return. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not at iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. There in verse 35, it says that our reward shall be great. What was Jesus' reward for loving his enemies? Well, what was his reward for doing good? It's the redeemed. Aren't you glad he did good? The redeemed, and the redeemed of the Lord should say amen. We should be so thankful for the love of God and for his salvation. Redeemed. Then verses 36 through 38, we are to be merciful. Sometimes it's hard to show mercy. And I'm not talking when you're playing a game of Risk or Stratego or chess, but showing mercy to those who have offended you. Going out of your way for someone who has never gone out of their way for you. Be merciful. Notice what it says there in verse 37. Judge not. Well, let's skip that verse. May I say this? That if some of you were to follow verse 37, you wouldn't have anything to talk about for the next 6 weeks. Would you agree that a lot of us spend most of our time on the cell phone judging other people? That we spend too much time worrying about other people and not ourselves? Jesus said, judge not. Judge not. And yet, he being perfect tells us that. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Would you say sometimes it's hard to forgive? And then even harder to forget. Someone has well said, well, I buried the hatchet. Problem is, I left the handle sticking out of the ground. Man, if you're going to bury the hatchet, bury the handle. Get rid of it. And then verse 38 says, give. You know what our problem is when we read verse 38, our immediate thought is, oh, he's going to preach on tithing again. I don't have to preach on tithing. The Holy Spirit takes care of that for me. Give. Give mercy. Give love. Yes. Do good. Give. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 7 says, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth what? A cheerful giver. Let every man according as he purposeth in his heart. For many of us, we purpose in our heart not to give. We'll take, but we won't give. Give that others may know. Give so that others may hear the sound of the gospel. Give so that others can go on our behalf. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he what? He gave." Jesus was given on your behalf. May I say this? God never expects anything of you that he won't do himself. When he says give, he knows what it means to give. He gave. Jesus Christ was not selfish. He was a lover of your souls. That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, I know this. I know there are people who say, well, I can't become a Christian because they're a bunch of hypocrites. They don't follow the words of Jesus. Would you agree that you don't follow the words of Jesus? How many of you agree with that? You don't follow the words of Jesus. How many of you love your enemies? Huh? Do you love your enemies? Don't be a liar right here in church. How many of us are willing to do good to them that use you in a rotten way? Most of us say, uh-uh. It's hard, isn't it? So don't look at people. Look at Jesus. Look at him. He fulfilled his words. He fulfilled the scripture. He loved his enemies and did good to those that despitefully used him. He gave himself on our behalf. He showed mercy. He knew who Judas was, and yet he didn't kill him immediately. He judged not, hoping that Judas would get things right. He knew that Peter would deny him, but he didn't cut out his tongue. He let Peter live his own life, waiting for him to mature and get things right. May I say this? These are humbling words. We are to be hungry for the Word of God, and we are to desire to be fed. These are good things. But then the woes come. And then come the thoughts, love your enemies and do good to them that hate you. Bless them that curse you and pray for them which despitefully use you. Unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And to him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. Hard words, yet words that Jesus lived by. I'm so glad that he is our example. May I say, don't put me on that pedestal. I still struggle with them. I still have hard times with those who have been offensive and lied about me. I still have a hard time with those that have mistreated me. Sometimes it's hard to let go. But may I say this, always follow after the Lord. Turn to him. Follow him. Shall we stand together? Jesus spoke these words for our benefit because he realizes when we can get self out of our lives, we're a whole lot better. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask now that you would touch each one of us in this room today. Help us, Lord, to only trust you and to follow after you. Help us, Lord, to serve you faithfully. In Jesus' name we pray, and with thanksgiving, amen.